Ezra Sashem Bli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. Today's learning is dedicated to the Nishmas Avi Mori, Rav David Siben, Rav Yosef. Today's daf is Tainus Daf Yud Ches. I am recording this in Ben Gurion International Airport in Eretz Yisrael prior to my flight, Bezra Hashem, to return to Chutz La'aretz. We're up to the words Amar Mar on the bottom of Yud Zayin Amud Beis, three lines from the bottom. Says the Gemara, Amar Mar. We mentioned earlier in the Brisa, Mitamni Be'at Sof Moada, from the 8th of Nisan until Chaf Aleph, till the end of Pesach, Itosef Chaga Deshuasa. So the establishment of the correct days for the holiday of Shavuos was established. It was the fight against the Baisusim. They said it's always got to be a Sunday. The rabbi said no, it could be any day. 49 days after Pesach falls out. So therefore, Delol HaMispid, they decreed that you can't fast, and also you can't even say a Hespid on those days from day 8 until day 21 of Nisan. Ask the Gemara, Lama Liad Sof Moed, why do you got to go all the way till the end of Yontif? Lema Ad HaMoed, it should say until Yontif, Moed Gufe Yontif Uva Aser. Obviously, Pesach itself is a Yontif, so you didn't need to include that in the Takana of establishing the holiday of Shavuos. Answer the Gemara, Rav Papa, Kida Amar Rav, Loi Nitzricha Ela Lesar Yom Shalafanov, Hachanami Loi Nitzricha Ela Lesar Yom Shel Achrov. Just like we said, Rav answered the beginning of the Braisa that we needed to mention Rosh Chodesh to forbid even the day before Rosh Chodesh, so too, even though Pesach itself is already Aser, but we need to mention that Pesach was part of this decree to Aser the day after Pesach, Chaf Beis Nisan. Because Midoraisa, we said yesterday's daf that Dinim Doraisa don't need Chizuk, only Dinim Drabanan do, since these days were included in Megillas Tainus, so you had to Aser the day afterwards. Says the Gemara, Keman. Who's this going like? Sounds like Rabbi Yossi de Amar, like Rabbi Yossi said in our Mishnah, that any day that's Aser Behesped, Bein Lefanav, Bein La'achrav Aser, is also Aser even afterwards. Ihachi, if you want to tell me that the Bryce is going like Rabbi Yossi, then we have another problem. Be'esem v'tisha nami ma'iri yadav yom makam yom demitokam t'mida. Even that we said earlier on the 29th of Adar, why did you need to forbid it? Because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which was the day they established the Karban Tamid as coming Mishal Tzibur, not Mishal Yachid. If you're going like Rabbi Yossi, who held that both the day before and the day after Megillas Tainus days are Aser, Behesped V'Tainus, well, the 28th of Adar was already a holiday. We'll see in a minute what it was. So the day after was Aser anyway. So how can we answer before that you needed to Aser Rosh Chodesh in order to Aser the 29th? The 29th would have been Aser anyway because it's the day after the 28th, and the 28th was a Yontif. This sign you learned in the Braisa. Be'aser Metamni Yabay, on the 28th of Adar, there was a Yontif. Aser's Besarta Tavasa Liudai, a great message came to the Jewish people, to lo Yidun Min Oraisa, that they would be allowed to learn Torah, because there was a decree they weren't allowed to learn. On the 28th of Adar, the decree was repealed. They were allowed to learn Torah. Shapamach Nigzira Gzera Yisushal Yasku B'Torah V'Shal Yamula Es B'Neim V'Sheichalu Shabbosos. The Romans decreed the Jews could not learn Torah, they shouldn't give a bris milah, and they had to be Michal Shabbos. Me'asa Yehuda ben Shimon v'Chavirov. What did Yehuda ben Shimon and his friends do? We saw this Gemara. We had this Gemara. Where did we have it? In Rosh Hashanah. They went and consulted with a Roman maiden, a respected woman in Rome. Maybe she was a prostitute, I don't know, but all the Roman generals, all the great Romans hung out with her. So they asked her for Eitza, how can we get the Romans to repeal this terrible decree? Amr lahem, amdu vihifkinu. Go out at night and scream and yell, balayla. so that they should hear. Halchu v'kinu b'layil amru, they said. I shamayim. They said, woe is us, shamayim. Lo achem anachnu, they said to the Romans, aren't we your brothers? Lo b'nei avechal anachnu. We're both the sons of both Yaakov and Esav, were both the sons of Yitzhak. Lo b'nei me'machas anachnu. We're both the sons of Rivka. Why are you making decrees only against us? Sha'atem gozim aleinu gzeiros ra'os. You're making all these bad decrees on us. Ubitlum. And because they screamed, the Romans, they didn't like the bad PR. So they repealed the evil decrees. Oso ayom asul yamtev. That was the 28th of Adar. They made it into a yamtev. So anyway, the 29th is going to be Asr, because it's going to be Asr behesp v'tanis, because it's the day after the 28th. Answer the Gemara, Rabbi. Lo nitzcha el chodesh me'ubur. If it was a Iber month, if it was the 31-day month, so you needed to Asr. If it was a 30-day month, so you needed to Asr day 30, because day 30 was not, that's the day before Rosh Chodesh, that's not the day after 28. That's one answer. Says the Gemara, another answer. Rav Ashi Amar, Afilu Tema L'chodesh Chaser. You could even say, no, it was actually a 29-day month. Kol Shela Achrav B'tainis Aser B'hesped Mutter. Any day that was Aser from Megillas Tainis, so that was afterwards, that was only Aser B'tainis. But behesped, it's mutter. Since it's not usher itself, it's only usher as a day after. It was only usher a day after behesped, but not betinus. Vizeh, but erev Rosh Chodesh, which is the 29th of Adar, whole mutal bein shnei yomim tovim, since the 29th was in between two holidays, in between Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which was the day that they had, first of all, it's Rosh Chodesh, but also it was the day that they started rectifying the issue of the Karban Tamid, and the 28th of Adar, which was the day that they were able to learn Torah again. So since it was stuck in between two Yantivs, Vasa'u ki Yantiv Atzah fil behesped nami Yasser, it wasn't only Yasser Betainis, it was even Yasser behesped. Let's continue. Amar Mar, we learned in a Braisa, Mitamnia Bevatzof Mada Itosef Chagad Shuaya. From the 8th of Nisan until the 21st, they beat out the Baisusim and established Shavuos on the right day. Delo lemispet, so you couldn't. You're not allowed to fast, and you're not allowed to make a hesped. Lamalu lemember tamni vei. Why did you need to start this group from the 8th? Lema mitisha bei v'tamni gufei aser havali yomim d'tagim bei tamida. We said already that the 8th of Nisan was part of the gzeira of 1 through 8 of establishing the karmat tamid as coming from, being from the rabbim. So why did the 8th need to do double duty? Answer the Gemara, came into Ilu Mikla Milsa, Uvatlini Lishiva. If there was a need arose to create a fast day in the first 8 days, and you'd have to be Mevatal, that Gzeira, Tamni Gufa Astavali Yom Kamad, Ditosa Bechag de Shuaya. But the 8th of Nisan would still anyway be Asa Behesba Vitainis, because it was also the first day of the day that they decided when Shavuos was. Hashdas Lachi says, well, once you came to this answer, we can answer the first kasha of the day also. Esim v'tisha nami, the 20th of Adar also. Even though we asked, why do you need two reasons to negate it? Well, kevan de'ilu mikla milsa, or adlin l'esim v'tamya, if they had to be mevatel, the iser hesped v'tanis on the 28th, esim v'tisha gufe, asa davele yoma de mekame, yoma di tokum t'mida. The 29th would anyway be asa, because it's the day before Rosh Chodesh, which was when they started establishing the Tumid as coming Michel Tzibur, says Gemar. Itmar, Rabbi Chia bar Abi Asi Omar, Rav Halacha Rabbi Yossi, that the days in Megillas Tainus that are Asr Behesped, even the day before and the day after is Asr Behesped. Shmuel Omar Halacha Rabbi Meir. Shmuel says that the Halacha is like Rabbi Meir, who argues, and he holds that only the day, Rabbi Meir says that only the day before is Asr, but the day after, only the day before is Asr, but the day after is Mutter. Ask the Gemara, Mir Mashmuel Hachi, did Shmuel really say like Rabbi Meir, that the day before is Asr, but the day after is Mutter? V'hatani, Rabbi Shimon Gamaliel Omer, Matam Alom B'hon B'hon Shtei Pa'amim. Why did I have to say in the Braisa, V'lola Tzana B'hon V'lola Misvid B'hon? Why did I have to say both B'hon B'hon two times? L'malach Shehein Asurin Lefnein Lachayim Mutarin, both before and after his mother. Answer the Gemara. May Kar Sarva came to Lakatan to make Rav Meir First, he thought you had to be the most lenient opinion. First, he thought the most lenient was Rav Meir, who says that before Aser, but after is Mutter. Amar Lach Rav Meir, came in the Shammai, the Rav Meshim Gamliel, to make El Tzvei. Once here, Rav Meshim Gamliel was even more lenient to permit both before and after. Amar Lach Rav Meshim Gamliel. He passed like the more lenient opinion. Chen Amar Bali, it's the name of a Chacham. Amar Chen Rav Yerchen, Halacha Ki Rabbi Yossi. Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi, that it's Aser both before and after. It's Aser Behespeth. Amar Li Rabbi Chia, Labali, Azver Allah. I'm sorry that Halacha Rabbi Yossi, right, that on the days that it's Aser, even Behespeth and Vitainus, right, both before, Rabbi Yossi held both before and after are also Aser. Says the Gemara. Amli Rabbi Chia Labali. Asbar Allah. I want to explain to you Rabbi Yochanan's reasoning, who said, Halach Rabbi Yossi. Ki Am Rabbi Yochanan. Halach Rabbi Yossi. Adalo Lihis Ano. He only said on the days that you weren't allowed to fast. That's where Rab Meir and Rab Yossi argue whether the day beforehand and the day afterwards is also Aser B'tainus. And Rab Yochanan and Rab Yossi, the day before is Aser and the day after is Mutter. Against Rab Meir, who said even the day beforehand is Mutter. However, as far as the days that it's even Aser Lahaspid, Rab Yochanan does not follow Rab Yossi that both the day before and the day after is Aser. Rather, he holds like Rav Meir, that the day before is Aser, but the day afterwards is Mutter. Yeah, let me repeat that. So, this is what I read to you is the way Rashi learns. That when Rabbi Yochanan said Halach Rabbi Yossi, he only said it that the days in Megillas Tainus that you're not allowed to fast, Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rabbi Yossi, on the days that you're just not allowed to fast, they weren't so severe. You're just not allowed to fast. So there, Rabbi Yochanan passed like Rabbi Yossi that the day before is Aser to fast, and the day afterwards is Mutter to fast, and against Rabbi Meir, who said even the day before is Mutter to fast. However, on the more serious days, that it's Aser not only to fast, but also to make a hesped, Rabbi Yochanan does not follow Rabbi Yossi, who in that case said both the day, both before and afterwards is Aser to make a hesped. Rather, he passes like Rabbi Meir, that only the day beforehand is Aser, but the day afterwards is Mutter. So there's a difference between the days in Megillas Tainus that were only Aser to fast versus the days that were Aser both to fast and make a hesped. Says the Gemara, Umi Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hachi, did Rabbi Yochanan really say that the days that are Aser betainus, even the days beforehand are Aser? Amar Rabbi Yochanan Halacha Kistam Mishnah, but Rabbi Yochanan said Halacha is like Kistam Mishnah. We learned in the Mishnah and Megillah, Afabisha Amru Makdimin, even though we know you could read the Megillah early, Velo Ma'achrin, but you can't read the Megillah late. Mutarin Behesped Vitainus. On a day that you read the Megillah early, it doesn't have a status of a Yantif, it's Mutar Behesped Vitainus. Says, when now, when are we talking about that you read the Megillah early? Amos, when did you read? Elam Ibn Chamesar, Kakar, Le Bar Besar. People live in the walled city, supposed to read on the 15th, they read on the 14th. Well, me shari, you need to tell me the 14th is Mutter Behesped V'Tainus. That's crazy. Aksim Megillas Tainus, Yom Arba Asabov, Yom Chamish Asabov, Yom Pur Yinon. Both the 14th and 15th is Purim. The Lola Misped Behon, that you're not allowed to make any Hespedim. But Amar Rava, and Rava says, Lo Nitzricha, Ella, Lazar Eschel Zebezev, Eschel Zebezev. That the 14th and the 15th, if you normally read on the 14th, it's Asar on the 15th, and you normally read on the 15th, it's Asar on the 14th. So we know it's Aser. So that can't be. Ela b'nei ar besar. We're talking about people who read on the 14th. The kachar le b'tleisar. What do you want to tell me? They read it on the 13th, and you want to say that day is mutter. That day is Aser. The Mishnah wants to say that it's. You want to say that he meant to say people are supposed to read on the 14th. And they read it on the 13th, and you want to say, but even though they read it, it's still Mutter Behesped V'Tainus. It's not true that the 13th is Mutar b'Hesper b'Tainus. Yom Nikanar hu. The Gemara is going to say later on what Yom Nikanar is, but it's Yom Nikanar, and therefore it's really Aser b'Hesper b'Tainus. Now, wait a second. Says the Ran in the name of the Ravid, what do you mean the 13th is Aser b'Hesper b'Tainus? We have Tanis Esther on the 13th. So apparently that's an old takana from the days of Mordechai v'Esther. So ask the Ran, what's going on in the Gemara? So he writes, the Gemara just meant only as far as Hesped is concerned, but for Tainus, Vade lo shayach to say that it's also the fast. Adarabba, it is a day of Tanis Tzibur, but the Ran disagrees with him. That was the Ran in the name of the Ravid, but the Ran himself disagrees and writes, Tanis Esther is only a minug, and before Batla Megillas Tainus, it was actually forbidden. Before we would say Batla Megillas Tainus, it was actually forbidden to fast on that day. So it can't be the people of the 14th read on the 13th. Says the Gemara, Ella b'nei arbeisar v'kakar le'betreisar. It was the people who were supposed to read on the 14th, but they lived in the villages, so the Mishnah says in Nikola, they read it early on the 12th. So you're allowed to do Hesped v'tainus on that day. Says the Gemara, it can't be. The 12th is also a day that was a yontif from Megillas Tainus. Yom Tur Yonasu. We'll explain later on what that was. So it's also Aser b'Hesped v'tainus. How can you say it's Mutar b'Hesped v'tainus? Ella'v t'kakar le'betreisar. It meant that they read the Megillah on the 11th. The Ketani Mutar b'Hesped v'tainus. So anyway, the point is, how could Rabbi Yochanan Paskin like Rabbi Yossi, who says that the day that's Aser b'Hesped v'tainus, Aser the day beforehand, that's against the Stam Mishnah? Because you're telling me the 11th was Mutar b'Hesped v'tainus, even though it's the day before Yom Tor Yonas, which was the 12th. So how could it be Mutar b'Hesped v'tainus? Answer the Gemara. So this is a Stam Mishnah. Stam Mishnah is saying that the day before was Mutar b'Hesped v'tainus, but Rabbi Yochanan Pasam Rabbi Yossi said the day before is Aser b'Hesped v'tainus. Answer the Gemara. Lo, that's not what it's talking about. B'nei arba aser v'kakar le'betreisar. It was talking about people who were supposed to read on the 14th and they read on the 12th. The Tekamer is, how could they fast and say a Hesped on the day they read the Megillah on the 12th? Aye, it's Yom Tor Yonasu. Yom Tor Yonas Gufi Betulei Batlei. The rabbis negated Yom Tor Yonas, and therefore they permitted it with Hesped v'tainus. Hol v'nergu bo Shmaya v'Achya Echiv, because they got rid of the holiday because Shmaya and Achya, his brother, were very righteous Jews. They got killed on that day, so they repealed the holiday of Yom Tor Yonas. Now Rashi explains, we have no idea who they were or why they got killed, but the Aruch writes, they were the Haruge Lud that are mentioned in Pesachim Daf Beis. Maybe it's Daf Nun, it's too small, I can't see. Ubaba Basa Daf Yud, two brothers that during their time they found the daughter of the Caesar, the Roman Caesar, was killed. And the Romans wanted to kill all the Jews because of this. In order to save the Jews, these two guys got up and admitted they killed him, even though they didn't kill her. And the Romans agreed to just kill them. And these are the exalted Haruge Malchus that the Gemara says Ein Kol Bar Yochol Lamed Mechitzasa, like the Gemara explains there in Pesachim. However, according to Rashi, Haruge Lud were Lulinus and Papas, as we're going to see in the Gemara later on. Now, Kihad Rav Nachman Gaza Tanis Betreisa, like there was the case of Rav Nachman decreed a fast day on the 13th, the 12th of Adar. Amalei Rabbanan, how can you make a fast? Yom Tor Yonasu, it's a holiday. Amalei Hu, Yom Tor Yonasu Gubi Betuli Batli, the rabbis repealed Yom Tor Yonasu, it's a holiday. Ho, v'nergu bo Shmaya v'Achya Achim, because Shmaya and Achya, his brother, were killed on that day. We'll see in a moment what the Yom Tor Yonasu is. Even though in the days of Rav Nachman already was Batla Megillas Tainus, and therefore there would be no Iser Tainus and Hesped on the days mentioned Megillas Tainus, nevertheless, the rabbis did not go out of their way to be Gozer on that day at Tainus Tzibur. So says the Rosh in the name of the Ravid. Very interesting. Even after his Batla Megillas Tainus, they wouldn't decree a fast day on that day. Says the Gemara, V'tepuklei, Tehavali Yom Shalifnei Nikonor. Wait a second. How can you tell me, since it was Yom Tor Yonas, so there's no Isser of that the rabbis repealed Yom Tor Yonas, so you're allowed to fast or say a Hesped on the 12th, but it's the day before the 13th. Tevet Davali Yom Shlifnei Yom Nikanar is the day before Yom Nikanar. We'll see in a minute what that is. Says that Maravashi hashta iu gufi batlu. Once they were mevatel, the actual holiday that was on the 12th, and they permitted fasting and hesped, mishum yom nikanor, nikum minigzar. So you're going to say that you answer it as it was a sad day. So that's why they. So therefore, it was such a sad day that they got rid of the yontif that was on that day itself. So what are you going to tell me? Because it was the day before yontif, you're going to aser behesped b'tanis. Doesn't make sense. It was a sad day. Says Gemara, my nikanor or my turyanos. So what were these days of nikanor and turyanos? The Sanya went to Nebraisa. Nikanor was the name of a guy, Echad Me'afarche Yevanim Haye. He was a Greek general, very appropriate to speak about on Hanukkah, Tafiyom in coincidence. V'chal yom v'yom, during the time of the Melcham against Yerushalayim, Ha'yemein if yado al Yehudu v'Yerushalayim v'Omer, he would wave his hand on Klal Yisrael and Jerusalem, and he would say, Eimasai tipol b'yadav Eremesena. When is this nation going to fall in my hands and I'm going to trample it? Well, Kishigavar Malchus Beis Chashmonai v'Nitzchon, when the miracle of Hanukkah took place, Daf Yomi coincidence, and they won the war, they grabbed this guy Nikanor, v'katzitzu b'honos yadav v'raglav, they chopped off his thumbs and his big toes. Utlam b'shar Yerushalayim, and they hung it on the gates of Yerushalayim, v'amru, Peshahir medaber v'gaiva v'yadayim sheminivus Yerushalayim, a mouth that spoke with gaiva, and hands that were waved over Jerusalem, Teyasa Behem Nakama, appropriate punishment should go to them. Now the Marasha explains, I understand why they took his hands and his feet. His seekers said, I'm going to trample it. But why did they take his mouth? It doesn't say what revenge did they take against the mouth. The Marasha says, the Yerushalmi adds that they chopped off his head. Okay, then it makes sense that it was Keneged his mouth that spoke that way. Gaiva fills up the whole head, not just the mouth. That's what the Ben Yoyada writes. However, the Bavli doesn't make any mention of the fact that they cut off his head. It's just the Yerushalmi. Therefore, it sounds more like they just cut off his big toe and his hands while he was alive. And he screamed with his mouth. That was the revenge they took against his mouth. My Turyanus, what's the Yom Turyanus? Amru, Kishabikesh Turyanus, there was an evil Turyanus, Largus Lulinus of Pavasaka Baludkia. He wanted to kill Lulinus and his brother Pavas in Lukia, Amr Lahem. So Turyanus said to them, Imme Amosha Chanaim Shalvazariatem, if you are Jews and you're from the nation of Chanaim Shalvazari, Yavo Lahem Yatzel Samiyadi, let your God come and save you from my hands. Kedar Shitzel Chanaim Shalvazari Midyam Nuchanetzer, just like the way God miraculously saved Hanani Mishalvazari from the hands of Nebuchadnezzar. Amr lo, so Lulanus and Piper said to Turyanus, Hanani Mishalvazari, Tzadik and Gomorrah, they were righteous people. They were worthy of a miracle. When Nebuchadnezzar mel hagan haya, Nebuchadnezzar did tshuva after that. He was a good person. So it makes sense that there would be a miracle. Va'osa Rasha, but you fool, you idiot. Tedyodhu, you're an idiot. You're a nothing. So God's not going to do a miracle. You're not going to do tshuva anyway. And also us, if we get killed, and we're not as righteous as them. We deserve Misa. And if you don't kill us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to kill us some other way anyway. There's plenty of bears and lions that could kill us. The only reason God gave us over to you that you should kill us is because he's going to take revenge on you for killing us. So they tried to give him this Musa Shmuz, but he didn't listen. So Afli Kane Hargan Miyad. So our version is he killed him right away. Amrulo Zazim Shamachabo Diofli Miromi Patsis Malkum Pigzirin. Two ministers from Rome came on the spot and killed this guy Turyanus. Since he was a wicked guy, they made a holiday on the day that he was killed. The Sefi Feinaimi writes that in Megillas Titus and Taurus Kohanim, it doesn't mention that he actually killed them. It sounds like from the beginning of the words that he didn't kill them. Karbanan explains also he didn't kill them. Nevertheless, Tuyonis was killed because he wanted to kill them. Now, wait a second. So they established a holiday on this day because Tuyonis was killed. What about the fact that these two innocent Jews were killed on that day? How could there be a holiday? Minchas Yehuda asked the Kasha. Why'd they make it in the Yontif? These two tzaddikim, Pappas and Lulinus, were killed on this day. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed them to be killed, but you shouldn't make a yontif on the day the two Jews were killed. We said before, the day that Shmai and his brother, they were mevatel the yontif. So how come they established this holiday, even though Pappas and Lulinus were killed? The Yifei Anayim says, even though Pappas and Lulinus died, nevertheless it was a holiday because it saved a lot of other Jews from Tuyonis. Now, if you say, like we said before, that Pappas and Lulinus really didn't die like the Yerushalmi, that he didn't actually kill them, so then you understand why it was a holiday. That's a great holiday. Okay. We learned in the Mishnah, Ein goes in Tanis al Tzivu B'Tchila B'Chamishi, Ein goes in Tanis B'Rashi Chadashim, etc. So we said, but Im Hischilu, if they started to fast, so then you don't have to stop it. Rameir says, no, you don't have to make it up. Says Gemara, V'kama hava haschala. What's considered to be starting to fast that you don't stop? Ravach amar shalosh. If you fasted all three fasts, so then you finish them up. Ravasi amar achas. Even if you have fasted one fast, you finish up all the fastings. Amar b'dem Rav, zodiv Rav Meir, shom shom Rav Shim Gamliel. When Rav Meir says, even though Rav Meir says, ein mafsikin, you don't stop the fast days, but you don't have to make them up. I'm the Rav Zudi Rav Meir that you don't have to make up the fast days that you miss. Shem Hashem Hashem Gamliel. Avo Chacham Ramam Misane Umashna. So they say no, you do fast, but you have to fast another fast to make up for fasting on the Yontif. Darsh Marzeh Shmei Rav Huna Halacha Misane Umashlim. I'm sorry that you fast all day. Right, that you should finish the fast till the end of the day, right? This Mishnah, again, let's review. The Mishnah was talking about a situation. The Mishnah said that you can't gozer a Tanis Atzibur on a Thursday, and also you don't make a Tanis on Rosh Chodesh or Chanukah or Purim. But if they made the decree and you started the fast, you could finish the fast. That was Rav Gamliel says. Rav Meir said, don't finish the fast all the way. So the Gemara says, how much is Haschala? How many fast days is considered to be that you started to fast and that you won't stop for Rosh Chodesh? Rav Acha says once you did three, then you won't stop for Rosh Chodesh. Rav Acha says even did one, you won't stop for Rosh Chodesh. And we also learned, even though Rav Gamliel said you don't stop, but he admits that you don't finish the fast day. So I'm reading Rav Zudi Rav Meir, like let's say they decree a fast on Rosh Chodesh. Rav Zudi Rav Meir, Shem Hashem Rav Shem Gamliel, you do fast. If they decree a fast on Rosh Chodesh, you do fast. You do complete the fast all the way until nighttime. We will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Tomorrow morning, Wednesday morning, we'll be back to in-person, live in-person on Zoom, Bez Hashem, at BMW at 7:05. I think it's going to be 7:05, yeah.